the future.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Hearts of Sport Network podcast. I'm your host, Demai Bishop, and I'm here with...
Hey, Corral.
Jazzy Ferguson.
You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and, of course, the home of the Red Foxes, HHSRedFoxes.com. Make sure to like, share, subscribe, and five-star rate. So it's been a long weekend. What do y'all do?
I went to the Carolina game. That's pretty much all I did. That was fun.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, walking around a bunch. So, I exercise.
I spent time with family. Went to go see my grandpa in Manning.
Yeah, I went to a family cookout Monday and worked Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, well. What did y'all do for Labor Day?
Hung out with family.
Ate a lot of food.
You had grill food?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I really did not do anything. I was kind of sat at home.
What is your favorite cookout food?
Ribs. I love ribs.
I just go with a classic burger. I mean, can't go wrong with it.
Oh, yeah. I like the side foods, too.
Yeah. What's your favorite side food?
Macaroni salad.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
And now it's time for the Red Fox recap.
In football, this past Friday night, the Red Foxes traveled to Zimp Stadium in Camden to take on the top-ranked Bulldogs and came out victorious 36-29. After a slow start, which led to the Foxes being down 13-0, they got on the board with a Jayshon Anderson touchdown in the second quarter. Camden then added a field goal to push the halftime score to 16-7. The Foxes came out strong in the second half. Jayshon Anderson was scored from 2 yards out after a long drive to pull Harps to within 2 points, 16-14. With 3:42 left in the third quarter, Camden answered right back with a 34-yard pass to extend the lead 22-14 with 1 minute and 49 seconds left in the third. In the fourth quarter, the Foxes blocked a Camden punt, giving Hartsville great field position, and Carmelo McDaniel was able to get in the end zone from 9 yards out with 9:02 left in the game to tie it all at 22-all. Camden would again answer to pull back ahead 29-22, but Hartsville wasn't done. The Red Foxes put together an 80-yard drive that ended with a McKendree Douglas 6-yard run and a 2-point conversion by Douglas to put Hartsville up 30-29 with 1:52 left in the ballgame. The Red Fox defense held Camden on a fourth down attempt to turn the ball over on downs. Back to the Foxes, 1:04 left in the game with a couple of timeouts taken by Camden. The Foxes had a 4th-and-1 with 0.5 seconds left in the game. And Jayshon Anderson broke a 33-yard run for the last score to give the Foxes a 36-29 victory.
The HSN offensive player of the game is Jayshon Anderson with 132 rushing yards and 3 touchdowns.
The HSN defensive player of the game is Demarion Coe.
This Friday, the Foxes are home against the 3A, 2-ranked Dillon.
And that's the Red Fox recap.
Now it's time for the Calabrese Corner segment brought to you by Alleyway Printing. At Alleyway Printing, we specialize in bringing your vision to life with your print needs. What do you want to say through print media? Call or email us to get started. Welcome to the show, Coach. Big win on Friday. Congrats.
I appreciate it. All that talk about food's got me a little hungry. Y'all didn't ask me about my favorite grill food.
What's your favorite grill food?
All of the above. I had some ribs yesterday. They were spot on. They're really good.
You spice up your barbecue?
Man, I can do it all, girl. You just don't know. See, if I get fired for being a football coach or retired, one of the two, then I'm gonna start cooking and I'm gonna get me a big grill and it's gonna be something.
So the first question, what's your favorite cookout food? Oh, you said all of the above.
All of the above, but I like ribs, brisket now. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What you talking about? Is it good? Girl, you don't know about that brisket. It's good stuff.
I just mainly eat ribs.
Yeah. Ribs are good now. Ribs are good.
It was a slow start in the first half. What did they do to slow down our high-powered offense?
They were really good. Camden's a really good football team, and they have two defensive linemen that are 4 or 5 star rated in the publications, outstanding players, and we got some small offensive linemen, but they kept grinding on him, and I think that was really the difference. We just wore them out. We kept playing hard, and didn't let a couple of mistakes early in the game bother us, and I think that was the biggest difference.
We were down 16-7 at the half. What did you tell the team in the locker room to get us going?
Start believing in themselves and execute what we ask them to execute. you know, obviously from a coaching perspective, we had to make a couple adjustments, but that's part of our job. I think the biggest thing with the kids is just making sure they understood they're good enough. You know, a couple things didn't go our way. You're not out of it. It's only 16-7, you know, and we knew we were in better shape than they were. At least that's what we felt going into the game. And we just had to remind them of that. And, you know, the heart of a Red Fox, a lot of people don't understand that. You know, being a heart of a Red Fox, you're a little bit different. And it's true. I mean, I've been here a long time, and our kids are a little different. They'll fight. They'll continue to scratch and crawl. And I think that's the heart of a Red Fox. And I think that's where we separate ourselves. And that's what showed Friday night.
Coach, that was a very explosive fourth quarter. 22 points in the fourth quarter. What sparked that?
Again, I think, you know, our little guys kept fighting, and I think Camden got real tired. You know, they hadn't played a full game, and we kind of knew that. And I think that we just kept chipping away, and then we broke some plays. And I think the block punt for DeMarion Coe was a tremendous boost for us. And again, I think just start making some plays, and we played with a lot of life in the fourth quarter, to where I thought Camden was kind of tailing off. So I really think that was the biggest difference in the game.
And also, Camden has a very explosive offense themselves. In that same fourth quarter, our defense was able to hold them 7 points. What were some key to success?
Well, I tell you, we had a lot of guys play extremely well and extremely well late. Mac Little was a spark plug on a lot of plays for us. Webb Barnes continues to make plays for us all over the field. But DeMarion Coe, I really felt like came out in this game, and you know, he kind of played some safety where he'd been playing some corner, and he can make some tackles. And you know, I thought he was huge, especially late. And again, I think just us continuing to get after, chip away, and get some excitement, make a few plays on defense, get some confidence. I think all that led into it.
Well, Coach, this week doesn't get any easier. You have a very good Dillon team rolling into town after a win over Wilson. Their offense is averaging about 41 points per game. How do you see our defense handling their offense?
Well, I think, number one, you know, we practiced yesterday when everybody was sleeping. Some people late, right, sleeping in the morning. It's all good, but we were practicing. And I think the biggest thing is getting refocused. You know, it was such a big game. There was a huge crowd out there Friday night, maybe 7,000-8,000 people. I mean, it was a great atmosphere. And while everybody has a week to relax and get ready for the next one, we don't. And I think our guys were very focused yesterday, understanding that our schedule is extremely difficult, and we're playing another great team in Dillon. Obviously, years ago, that was Harsel's biggest rivalry, and we hadn't played in, you know, probably 25 years. So, you know, it's all a big game. We're learning about ourselves. We're continuing to make adjustments, and, you know, hopefully we're recentered, refocused, and ready to be at Kellytown Stadium Friday night.
Yes, sir.
Against Wilson, their defense gave up 35 points. We know you are a film guy, so you have seen that game already. What did Wilson do well that you believe we would be able to take advantage of?
Well, Wilson's built a little differently than we are, and they made some great plays. And I think that, you know, individually, you have to make plays against Dillon, you know, and I think they did. I mean, Wilson caught a ball over three Dillon kids. It was a tremendous play. You have to make individual great plays on top of doing your job as a whole. And I think that Wilson was able to do that Friday, but it's not easy to do, and it's not easy to do against a great team. So, obviously, offensively, we have to raise to the challenge, and we have to make some individual plays as well as, you know, do the small things, pick up the blitzes, pick up the different things that they do. Kind of do our job as well as kind of maybe a little bit above what our job is.
Last question. Between the win over Camden and getting ready for Dillon, were you able to enjoy your Labor Day?
So we have a rule, like Friday night when we win, like we celebrate no matter how good, how bad we played. I jumped on the pile, right? I had a blast, you know, surfed for a little bit. I'm still young. I can still get up there now. I didn't pull a hamstring or nothing, so I was good. And then Saturday, you know, we try to take Saturday off as coaches and as players. And we say, listen, when you win, enjoy it. Just relax. And whatever you're relaxing is, Ion Royal told me he watched like Batman all day because that's what he likes to do, you know. And I think that's what you do when you celebrate and you've worked hard. Enjoy it. And then Sunday, our coaches come back in the office early Sunday, And, you know, we probably work about 14 hours and get ready for the next one. So I really did. And yesterday, I'm a Clemson Tiger fan, so I was able to watch them win last night. So it's always exciting. So just appreciate, you know, what Labor Day means. You know, so many of us have to work for a living. And to be able to kind of settle down and just be appreciative of you know, the workforce and you know, the getting our groceries, the policemen, the firefighters, everybody that has to work, you know, I think that's a celebration of what Labor Day is. And I'm sure your parents or loved ones, same thing, you know, they had a day off and they enjoyed it. So I think that's other things to be thankful for.
Well, Coach, we would like to thank you for your time, and good luck this week, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you. As always, appreciate y'all. Have a good week.
Sir, thank you.
Thank you for listening. Once again, remember you can listen to Hartsville Sports Network on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and, of course, the home of the Red Foxes, hhsredfoxes.com. I'm your host, Demai Bishop, and I'm here with
Hook Rowell,
Jazzy Frierson.
We are out. Boom!